I'm going to read you the entire process pattern that's put together this week. This is big, so stop what you're doing and focus. The DNA, physical and energetic, the water molecules, and the light of us creates our immune systems. The DNA, physical and energetic, the water molecules, and the light of us creates the immune system. The belief that there is a severe inequality of energy exchange with the world, whereby I put out much more than I get, throws the immune system off balance. This ignites within our energy the, quote, shit that keeps happening, quote, so the patterns keep repeating. When all this is in balance and the masculine, feminine, and child within it is in balance, perfect health and power are created. We are claiming now, around all of this, I am consistently balanced. I am the creation of that. I am the belief that my give and take exchange with myself, with all people, with the energy of the universe and God itself is equal in every way as a beautiful hug. And so it is. Now, what's interesting, the next piece of information that came in yesterday was commitment, and we've been talking a lot about commitment, allows all aspects to unite so balance is in place. I want you to hear that. You cannot unite yourself, your aspects of yourself, until you commit to something. And most of us are doing, well, like my beautiful acting student that I worked with yesterday. She said within 5 minutes, can you help me have discernment about whether I want to move back home? And then, do I want to buy this house I'm looking at here? And then, maybe I want to move back in with my partner. Well, that's not commitment, guys. That's wondering what you should commit to. And that keeps us from the clarity of being able to say to the universe, I am committed to this. Now all energy come in and support me because I'm ready to do it. So we are joining together in this moment and claiming, I am commitment to the creation of me and my desires in this moment now in every way. So I want you to ask yourself what you've been wondering about, what you've been trying to create, because that is not commitment. Okay? That's wondering what to commit to. All right. Then, you know, because betrayal was, we've been talking about betrayal a lot also, and this, because I was checking yesterday, this whole statement or pattern or formula that I just read to you, I said, okay, this is in place. When this is in place, we stay in our hearts automatically. No, it was the opposite way around. When we stay in our hearts around what I just read you in the creation of that, there is no betrayal. When we go to our heads, there, it opens us up to the possibility of betrayal. In embodied energy and unembodied energy, because we go into question and doubt. And we move out of our knowing, which takes us out of commitment. Okay. It's such huge information, guys. Huge. Huge. I will try and write this formula out and put it as a link in the e-blast so that it will be available to you. If there's anybody that you are hoping in your heart heal in any way, this is a true thing when I claim this, yes. Automatically, whenever I send you anything like that, the vibration is very, very high. And you know the word they're giving me? Positively creation charged. So if there's anybody that you are hoping heals in any way, send it out and just tell them to read it. Because as soon as they read that belief, they'll go, holy hell, that's mine. I guarantee you.